This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're getting some details now about Governor Charlie Baker's proposal to close a state budget gap that could be as large as $1.5 billion. Baker has ruled out tax increases, so that means some tough choices about what gets spared and what gets cut.
So here's a case in point. The governor wants to double the earned income tax credit, which gives low-income families money back on their tax returns. It's regarded by many policymakers as an effective way to alleviate poverty and help the working poor.
But to pay for it, the governor wants to phase out the state's film tax credit program, which provides tax credits to support the local movie industry. Supporters of that program say it boosts tourism and helps create jobs. Among them is Don Packer. He's co-owner of Engine Room Edit in Boston, a post-production company. He's also former president of the Massachusetts Production Coalition, and he joins us now. Don Packer, good to have you.
No, thanks for having me, Anthony.
I'd love it if you could just explain, first of all, how film tax credits work and who benefits from them.
Well, you can see historically it's been fantastic. I have a unique perspective that I've been working in this town for 32 years in this business. And I think when you look at it, you can see what happened when the credits came in around 2006. Before that, we only had one major film in the previous 5 years. And within the 5 years afterwards, I think it was around 25 major films came in. So who benefited? That's your question.
Yeah.
In reality, everyone benefited, including everyone in the state, and here's why. We have built a business around the film industry. Now, people come in from out of state. They come in here. They spend lots of money. They have hotel rooms. They have, you know, they go and eat. They help the bagel guy in the corner and the newspaper guy. But also they help out the graphics companies, the post-production houses, and the crews that built up to basically handle all this business. These are tax-paying citizens who have laid down their roots, who have rented apartments, or they've bought homes, they've raised families and bought cars and the whole nine yards. And through that tax incentive has created a flow back into the Treasury, as all tax incentives do in this sort of roundabout way, that has allowed Massachusetts to capitalize on these films.
Hmm. So if it were to be phased out, give me a sense of how this would affect your industry.
Well, I think it would be devastating, to be honest with you. I think it's a huge mistake. And I feel like, we are hardworking people. We have tried to build this business, and we've done a really successful job at it, and the state has been behind us the whole way. But now when that happens, you have a number of businesses, including out in Fort Devens, there's a studio that was $40 million in private money went in, that it becomes questionable whether those will ever get used again. And that's very harmful to everyone. I know myself, in 2008, without the tax incentive, my company may have not had made it. We had 5 people then. We have 16 people now. Again, taxpaying folks, and it's been a huge advantage.
Now, I'd like you to respond to this, if you would. The Baker administration points to a recent Department of Revenue report on the film tax credit, and I don't want to go too deep into the numbers here, but basically it found that Massachusetts spent nearly $80 million on film tax credits, but only a third of the $300 million in spending that it generated was spent in Massachusetts, and only a third of the jobs that were created went to Massachusetts residents. So there's an argument to be made that it's a lot of money spent for not a lot of bang, not big bang for the buck, in other words.
Well, I'm not sure it's totally correct. The DOR is a great report, but they're funneled in a certain way. They have to say things a certain way. They can't include all the tangential facts. And the facts are that it affects so many other things in the state. Again, I bring you back to tourism, for instance. I think there was a recent study that 5 feature films alone that had been produced in the state could have equaled as much as $70 million in free advertising for the state around the world. You've got to look at these numbers as real numbers. And when we see some of the reports, for instance, I think an average wage in 2011 was $70,000. The cost per job was $36,000. There was almost 10,000 jobs created from 06 to 12. These are real jobs. And I think that that this is an economy that needs our help. We are simply a part of the solution. We're not part of the problem.
Sure. Well, let me, the other thing that's worth noting is here is that the governor wants to use this money to essentially double the earned income tax credit, which a lot of folks consider, you know, a very effective way to help the working poor. So in a time of tight budgets, you know, what do you say to folks say, someone's got to pay, and we're going to come up with money to help the working poor and help the poorest, those in need in Massachusetts with this money?
I totally agree in that to do that. I think it's fantastic. What I don't agree is the methodology to do it.
Sure.
It's kind of almost common sense. I tell you how you solve it. Double the number of films are being shot here in Massachusetts. We're going to create even more money coming into the economy that you're going to be able to tap to be able to help these people out. You know, working families is across the board, and our constituency, meaning our people in the film industry, we are hardworking people, and we want to help out everybody as much as anybody else does. But I think what you're doing in this case is you're cutting off one of the most obvious streams of income that can help these people out.
You know, Don Packer, I was looking at your website, and under your listing, it says, dedicated to rebuilding the film and video industry in Massachusetts. Does this threaten that goal?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, we have a fantastic film commissioner right now. You can see how we have built up. We stand on the brink of just an amazing amount of films. There's talks about television shows coming in. There's so many good things happening. All boats rise in the tide. You've seen it across the board. I've seen rival post houses grow now in the state, and I'm happy to see it because it's just good for everybody, and it's good for the economy, and this is really going to hurt.
All right. Well, we hear your passion. That's Don Packer. He's co-owner of the post-production company Engine Room Edit in Boston. He's also former president of the Massachusetts Production Coalition. Don Packer, thanks a lot for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, coming up, court-ordered desegregation and busing, one of the most contentious moments in Boston's history. It'll now be taught in the city's classrooms. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.